Alice Wednesday Time with Mommy, Victoria, and Peter Pan.
And today we're going to read a story called The Berenstain Bears, The Very First Easter by Jan and Mike Berenstain. And can you tell us what's on the front cover?
Bears.
And what do they do? What do they have in their hands?
Palms.
Palms. And what do we do with the palms?
Raise them. Woo!
Very good. And who's on the donkey?
That man.
Who's the man that's on the donkey?
I don't know.
That they put the palms down for?
I don't know.
Which is why we celebrate Easter. Who died right before Easter and rose on Easter? That we've been talking about.
Jesus!
Jesus, okay. So this is like the Jesus bear. Okay? All right, so let's get started. The bear cubs love Bible stories, and Papa Bear loves reading them to his cubs. Time to settle down for the night, cubs. It's Easter Sunday tomorrow, says Papa. Are you going to read us a bedtime story before we go to bed, Papa? Asks Sister. Honey claps. Please, Papa, she says. Of course I'll read to you. Do you have a story picked out, Brother? Brother thinks a moment. How about another story from our storybook Bible? Is there one about the very first Easter? Papa opens the storybook Bible and smiles. Yes, there is. Let's begin.
Let's begin.
Long ago, Jesus lived in the Holy Land, teaching about God and what God wants for his people.
What's God?
God is Jesus' daddy that lives in heaven. One day, Jesus and his disciples, which are his followers or friends, went to the holy city of Jerusalem. Here he is. The people of Jerusalem greeted him with joy and happiness. They shouted, Hosanna, which means save us. They believed Jesus was the new king in Israel. Look at everybody with their palms to greet him. The leaders in Jerusalem grew worried. They did not like it when people called Jesus a king. There already was a ruler in the land. They thought Jesus was causing a lot of trouble, and they did not understand that the kingdom of Jesus was really the kingdom of heaven, which was not on earth. It was the feast of the Passover while Jesus was in Jerusalem. That is the holiday when Jewish people remember when Moses led God's people out of Egypt. Jesus and his followers had a special Passover supper together, just like everybody else. What do they have on the table?
Bread. And wine?
Good. Bread and wine.
Bread and wine.
And do you want to count the number of people we have? We have Jesus, and then let's count how many people.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12.
12.
What's this?
That's Jesus. So it's Jesus and his 12 disciples. Or friends.
I think he was dead.
Well, he does die. This is before he dies. Okay. During the supper, Jesus told his followers how much he loved them. Then he broke a loaf of bread into two. He poured out wine to share with them. This bread and wine is like my body and my blood, he said. Eating and drinking these things will remind you of me. Jesus told them that he would be leaving them soon, but they did not really understand what Jesus was talking about. Later that night, Jesus went to a garden to pray. Some of his disciples were with him, but soon they fell asleep. Judas was one of Jesus' disciples, but he had turned against Jesus. He decided...
Who's Jesus?
Jesus is the one that's in white right here. He's the one that's praying, and here he is here. Judas had decided to turn against Jesus. He decided to help the angry city leaders put Jesus in prison. He led some of the soldiers to the garden to take Jesus away, and the disciples were afraid and ran away. So all the disciples or his friends are running away, and here are the angry leaders that are putting Jesus into prison or jail. The leaders of Jerusalem decided to hand Jesus over to their ruler. He was a Roman named Pilate. Pilate decided to show everybody that Jesus was not really a king. After asking Jesus many questions, Pilate ordered Jesus to be put to death by hanging him on a wooden cross.
Wooden cross?
Mm-hmm.
What's the wooden cross?
Right here. See the wooden cross? The day Jesus died was a terrible day. The sky grew very dark, and a great wind arose and blew through the land. Many people were afraid. Some people prayed. Other people ran away and hid. After Jesus died, some of his friends carried his body away and laid it in a tomb. The tomb was closed with great stone. Roman soldiers guarded the tomb. Three days after Jesus died, the earth shook. An angel came and rolled the stone away from the entrance of the tomb, then sat on the stone. When the soldiers saw the angel, they fell down in fear and then ran. That angel told three women who were visiting Jesus' tomb that Jesus had risen. He had risen from the dead. They ran to tell all of Jesus' friends the news, but Jesus himself came to visit them in the room where they were. The disciples were amazed that Jesus was alive, and they fell down and they worshiped him. "Peace be with you," Jesus said. Jesus then told them to go and spread the good news about what had happened. And that was on Easter when he rose from the dead. And then 40 days later, Jesus rose up to heaven to be with God, his Father. The followers of Jesus rejoiced and praised God. Papa closes the Bible. The cubs are already fast asleep. "Good night," Papa whispers, "and God bless." Then he carries Honey off to bed.
Who's Honey?
So on Easter...
Who's Honey?
Honey's the baby. So on Easter, we are celebrating that Jesus rose, died, and then rose from the dead for our sins. Okay? All right. Thanks for joining us. Happy Easter. Have a great night.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. And thanks for listening to our book. And you can put us... When you come here.
You can support us when you come here? Yeah? Good. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And you can support us when you come here. All right. Bye-bye. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.